Good morning, Robert. Today is Tuesday, 8th of March, and in studio are Andrea, Yahalam, and volunteers from France and USA. Right now it's hazy with 21 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is partly cloudy, with a temperature range from low 24 to high 31 degrees Celsius, and with a heat index with 33 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from southeast with 13 to 18 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity is on 80% and will drop on 50 at noon, and moon is waxing crescent and 9% of it is illuminated. The day is long today, 11 hours and 58 minutes. Dear women, girls of Auroville and all around the globe, wish you all happy Women's Day, because the International Women's Day, 8th of March, is a global day celebrating the economic, political and social achievements of women in past, present and future. In many places like China, Russia, Vietnam and Bulgaria, International Women's Day is national holiday. Exactly 100 years ago, suffragettes campaigned for women's right to vote. International Women's Day honors the work of suffragettes, celebrates women's success and reminds inequalities still to be redressed. The first International Women's Day event was run in 1911, so 2011 is the global centenary year. There are many events scheduled to take place in over 100 countries around the world for today to commemorate the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day. We're gonna celebrate it somehow too, a little bit differently, and we are happy to announce that Dr. Tatiana, gynecologist who had already worked with a Kailash Clinic team earlier during her guest visit, has now joined the Kailash Clinic team and is ready to consult ladies from today, every Tuesday and Saturday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Kailash Clinic. They're asking you to call in advance to get an appointment, and you can call between 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Italian Pavilion and Cinema Paradiso presents Italian Short Video Festival tonight at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. They will screen 9 movies: Waiting for the Train, Miranda's Journey, Left Out, Today's Special, Bobolana 2002, Same Place, Same Time, Two Brave Youngs, It Glitters on the Sea, and Trilogy of the Day. All short films were made in the last 15 years and they are long from 7 minutes to maximum 15 minutes. And tomorrow also at the Cinema Paradiso at 8 p.m. we can see an interesting film, The Cutting Edge, The Magic of Movie Editing, made in USA in 2004 by director Wendy Apple. Film is documentary biography in English. Bullitt's dynamic editing, highlighted by its twisting, squealing, hill-leaping chase sequence that leaves viewers whooping and woozy, earned a 1968 Best Film Editing Oscar and helped make the film an action classic. How do film editors work this kind of magic? This fascinating biography lets you in on the secrets. Narrated by Kathy Bates and with interviews of a who's who of contemporary directors and editors, this film is frame after frame a real magic. We are all invited to Buddha Garden on Thursday on their open day between 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Their volunteer Moxie has created a number of posters about their work, which would be on display that day. During this time, you can talk to the community and enjoy herb tea and biscuits. Take back the night's candlelight march for human rights. In response to the increasing cases of harassment and violence towards women in and around Auroville Health Service would like to raise awareness and encourage open discussion about this important issue. To all men and women who believe that it's possible to share family life, work and relationship, harmonizing and honoring the differences in quality between genders, to all that want to live in a safe and healthy environment free from fear, shame, repression and violence, to all who wish to realize this vision of human unity with beings of different cultures coexisting peacefully, courageously creating a model for a new society. They invite us all to walk with them towards real change. They're organizing the first Reclaim the Night event in Auroville as part of a movement happening around the world. It will include a candlelight march culminating in a gathering, debate, performance to make a public statement of dissociation from all cases of abuse and sexual harassment, pointing to the immorality and ethical social degradation behind it, affirming the right for all to travel safely in the streets at all times. They invite those interested and willing to collaborate in creating this event by meeting them this Friday at 5:30 p.m. at the Visitor Center stage area. And the project is supported by Women's Safety Task Force. Athletic Aero Olympics 2011 has started yesterday for 2 weeks every afternoon, 2 weekdays, between 2:20 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. These competitions provide the opportunity for participants to perform in a range of physical activities with increasing competence and confidence within the context of athletics. They promote physical skills and development while encouraging positive attitudes toward personal fitness and health. O Divine Light, Supramental Reality. With this food, penetrate the whole body, enter into every cell, establish thyself in every atom. May everything become perfectly sincere and receptive, free from all that obstruct the manifestation. In short, open to thee all the parts of my body that are not already thyself. The Words of the Mother, Volume 13. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.